الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد إمامنا، وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين، ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. All thanks and praise are due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon our messenger and leader, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions, his folk and those who follow him in good deeds, till the day of judgment. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How nice is it, in the silence of the night, while you are alone, nobody is around you, to feel the sweetness of being alone with your Lord. So, you tie your heart to Him in this hour of blessing, and then you ask Him whatever you want. All your desires will become true, and all your dreams will be realized. And atop of these dreams and these great desires is to seek His forgiveness, to pray for His pardon. This was what the predecessors of our Ummah used to do when others are asleep. Their true day used to start when others go to bed. And then they cry loud from their hearts, cry as deep as their blood would go, saying, إلهي قد نامت عيون وهجع الخليون ولم يبق إلا أنت. My Lord, eyes are closed, and people who have no occupation, who have nothing to occupy their hearts and minds, are now in their beds, and it is you who are awake. So shower our hearts with your pleasure, and delve them in your blessings, and enshroud us in your forgiveness. Through this, you can gain success. And through this, you can gain blessing. فَازَ مَنْ سَبَّحَ وَالنَّاسُ هُجُوعَ. Fortunate is he, praying while others sleep. يَدْفِنُ الرَّغْبَةَ مَا بَيْنَ الضُّلُوعَ. Between his veins and heart, a desire running deep. وَيُغَشِّيهِ سُكُونٌ وَدُمُوعَ. Enshrouded in silence, his eyes do weep. سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ وَالدَّمْعُ هَمُوعَ. Prostrating the heart to the Lord with no one around. سَوْفَ يُمْسِي ذَلِكَ الدَّمْعَ شُمُوعَ. His tears are becoming light, showing him the way. لِتُضِيءَ الدَّرْبَ عِنْدَ الْمَحْشَرِ. On the day when others are afraid, what an awful day. سَجْدَةٌ لِلَّهِ عِنْدَ السَّحَرِ. Thanks to night prayer, he is never astray. My brothers and sisters in Islam, let's see how did our great Salaf Ridwanullahi alayhim used to learn the lessons from the past, to see how important repentance is. If you have heard of the great, great Imam Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, you must have not heard about his story of becoming a good Muslim. Al-Fudayl was a thief, just like anybody else who's working in that stuff. Al-Fudayl was a thief. He used to knock the houses and get into them at night to get whatever he wants and just leave, with nobody seeing him. But one night was the change in his life. It was the turning point that brought him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was knocking on one house, and when he was on the wall getting into the house, he heard someone from inside reciting ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله
Is it not the time for believers to humble their hearts to the remembrance of Allah? Thereupon, the words touched the heart of Al-Fudayl, and he looked deeply into them and realized that this should be the time, this should be the moment, this should be the instant during which he has to return back to his Lord. This is the moment he has to choose the life ahead. So he chose to humble his heart to the remembrance of Allah. With his tears flowing from his eyes, with full heart and power, he said, Ana ya Rab, it is the time, my Lord. Really, it is the time to be back to you. Really, it is the time to feel the sweetness of becoming closer to you. We go back further in time. Till the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached by a young man who committed adultery and known in history by the name of Ma'iz. He came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I have committed adultery. I want to be purified from that sin. Ya Rasulullah, zanaytu fatahhirni. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeks every possible mean to ward off the punishment from the man. And when finally he realizes that he has committed it, he is seeking true forgiveness by the punishment being applied on him. He applies the punishment. And after the punishment is applied and it is over, the whole thing is over, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks to his companions, he looks to them and says, لَقَدْ تَابَ تَوْبَةً لَوْ وُزِّعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ By the one in whose hands is my soul, he has repented such a repentance, if it is to be distributed to the whole inhabitants and residents of the earth, it would be sufficient for them all. We go further back in history. We find this man who killed 100 people. He killed 99 people at first and asked, who is the most knowledgeable person on earth? And when he was told about him, he came and asked, I killed 99 people. Am I still eligible to repent? The man said, no, you cannot repent. You've killed 99 people. And now you're asking for repentance. So he killed him, completing 100 souls, 100 murders, 100 crimes, 100 people killed at his hand, and then asked, who is the most knowledgeable person on earth? And he was told about him. So he came and said, I have already killed 100 people. Am I still eligible to repent? Is there still a way out for me? Is there still a door to get out of my plight and become closer to the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there any way for me to be purified from the sins that are covering my body and my heart? Is there any way out from this distress and this crime for me? And the man said, yes. Who can prevent you from being repentant? Who can stop you from doing tawbah? Nobody can ever say no to you. The doors of Allah are still open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening his doors to anyone who wants to approach him, who wants to become closer to him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ Allah stretches his hands during the night so that the one who has sinned during the day can repent. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ So that the one And he stretches his hands during the day so that the one who has sinned during the night can repent. The man said, who can prevent you from tawbah? Who can say that the door of Allah is closed in front of you? And he advised him how to do it. He said, listen, you are still hanging around with bad people. You're living in that village where people are evil. So leave them. Go to some other place where the people are good and pious and righteous and close to Allah, and you will gain repentance. So my brothers, the man started his march. He started his walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the middle of the way, he was overtaken by death. The angels of punishment, as well as the angels of the paradise, came and disputed to which party they are going to take him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them an angel in a form of a man who was appointed as a judge, as an arbitrator. And he said, listen, you measure what is between him, the distance between him and the evil village, and the distance between him and the pious village, and to which village he is nearer, you can combine him with its people. And at that moment, God's will come, God's word come, in order to relieve the pain of this person who wanted to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the evil village, go far, and to the pious village, go near. And so he was counted among the pious. Isn't that sufficient unto us to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A man worshipped Allah for 40 years, and then he sinned and lived a life of evil for other 40 years. When he stopped in front of his mirror and he found that his hair is turning gray, he looked unto himself and his heart was shaking from inside. And he said, if I am to repent now, will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept me in his mercy? And so he listened, and there was a sound echoing everywhere saying, you worshipped us and we loved you, and you sinned against us, and we gave you a leave. We were patient with you. Now if you want to come back, we are still opening the door to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the door for every one of us. It is time. So stretch your hand. Stretch your hand and pay your word to Allah that you will abandon sins once and for all. Come. Come closer before it is too late. Before you regret, when time for regret has gone by. Don't be taken by the chains of the past. Don't be chained by the past. Don't cling to the past. Look ahead. Look to the future. It is brighter. Come closer to Allah, for He is the oft-forgiving, the all-forgiving, and the all-merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the door. And successful is the one who would go as fast as he can to the doors of Allah, so that he will enter first before everybody is there. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. By this saying of mine, I seek the forgiveness of Allah for me and you. I seek the forgiveness of Allah for my heart as well as your hearts. And I seek the forgiveness of Allah from the evils of myself and the evils of yourselves and our evil deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us repentance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show mercy on us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the straight path. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.